Hey everybody, thanks for listening to WEXT Radio. We're the Howlin' Brothers from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Brother Jared on the guitar.
I'm Brother Ben on the bass.
And this is Papa Barry and Kraft here on the banjo. Let's have some fun here.
Very much. Hey, Brother Ian's gonna sing you an old song of his called Little Darling, Don't You Weep No More.
Little darling, don't you weep no
more. Darling, don't you weep no more.
Good times are coming, I've been told for sure. Don't weep, don't cry, there's nothing wrong. Little darling, don't you weep no more. Follow me. Why would you leave me so far down here? 'Cause I was born to be free and I won't stay here. Little darling, don't you weep no
more.
Good times are coming, I've been told for sure. Don't weep, don't cry, there's nothing wrong. Little darling, don't you weep no more. Little darling, you've broken my heart in two. I didn't mean to love, but it's what I must do. Then take to the skies and fly away. crickets in love and fish on patrol. As the nighttime turns quiet late today, I'm left all alone with little to say. Little darling, don't you weep no
little
more.
Little darling, don't you weep no more.
Good times are coming, I've been told for sure. Don't weep, don't cry, there's nothing wrong. Little darling, don't you weep no more. Staring up at me, seems the world's been unkind, but you still have me. Seems the world's been unkind, love, come back to me. Little darling, don't you weep no
more. Little darling, don't you weep no more.
The good times are coming, I've been told for sure. Don't wait, don't cry, there's nothing wrong. Little darling, don't you weep no more.
Thank you very much. We just spent the night, last night, in Homer, New York, and got to see an old friend by the name of Mike Raffisi, and we remembered he wrote this great song we're about to do for you. It's called Up Over That Mountain. Mountain, and way over the sea. over that mound on the other side of the sea. She's a fine, fine woman. She's a girl of my dreams.
Yeah. Oh, you have definitely left regular radio behind, my friends. Thank you so much for everybody coming out today, and thanks to the Howlin' Brothers. Awesome, guys. Hey.
Thank you. Awesome to be here.
So, yeah, so you guys said you were in Homer last night, back home. Did everybody ask, how'd you get so much taller? But what's it like going home now? You guys want to talk a little bit about being home?
This trip and those last couple trips, we've all got to go home. Jared got to go to Bayfield, Wisconsin, and swim around in Lake Superior. And Ben, we're about to go back to Ben's home area here this evening, out into Boston. And yeah, I was home in Homer last night. It was awesome. Got to see my family. We had ham and cabbage.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Well, because you guys are like out touring and playing and doing so much, you don't get home that often, do you?
No, not all the time.
The album's Howl, Trouble, the new album. Tell me about working with Brandon.
It was great. It was great the first time when we worked on Howl, and this time it was even more relaxed working with him. I think we did it in a shorter period of time, over just 7 days. And it was cool. He engineered it, produced it. You know, we're on his record label, Ready Made Records. So it was an enjoyable, successful venture.
Just 7 days. That means you guys must have like almost done that live straight out.
7 days on a baby.
Yeah, 7 days and a baby. We had a baby. My wife had a baby the second day we started it. So it was 7 days though. Yeah, it was all fun.
Good times. Time. You guys are going to be doing your first European tour. Is that true? First time?
First time. Yeah, we're leaving in just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to be hitting Wales, England, Scotland, and Holland.
Now, when you guys are over in England, you're going to be maybe recording a record.
We're going to record most of the shows, put out a live record from the best shows or the best sounding shows.
Now, the songs that you're playing today, are any of these maybe candidates for what might happen on that record?
Yeah, a few of them.
Would you like to play some more songs for us?
We'd love to.
All right, we're live at EXT. You've left regular radio behind. It's the Howlin' Brothers.
We're going to get you a song Ben wrote. He wrote this good song about his little niece, Nora, who we'll hopefully see in the next few days. One called Boogie right here for you.
My Gail Boogie's into boogies in the street. She's got the boogie, hoogie, boogie at her feet. Boogie's out of time and boogie's to the beat. Boogie's in her car and she boogie's in her seat. Ain't no telling if my baby's coming home. She might boogie and shake it till dawn. Boogie'd all night till the band was gone. And then she'd come home and she boogie'd on the lawn. When my baby was a little boogie bean, she had to boogie hit her like you never seen. The doctor said there's only one remedy. Do the boogie, you'll get till the boogie gets free. Thank you.
live at EXT. You have left regular radio behind. We're here with the Howlin' Brothers live at EXT. Their album Trouble is out now. You want to make sure you get a hold of that. They're on Ready Made Records, and we love having these guys come by. And thanks to everybody for coming down and being part of this audience here today.
All right, here's an old song. Well, I'm sure we'll be playing this one overseas. It's called The Yuma Train.
Tucson, Arizona, back in 1895. Grasses was an outlaw trying to keep his family alive. Sold his homemade liquor down to every man in town till the sheriff came and took old Grasses down. Well, he hung his head in sorrow when they shackled him in chains. Hung his head in sorrow when they shackled him in chains. Hung his head in sorrow when they shackled him in chains. Should have heard the song old Grasses sang. While riding down to Yuma on a prison-bound train, riding down to Yuma on a prison-bound train, riding down to Yuma on a prison-bound train, Lord, it won't ease my trouble mind. When the rain clouds came along, it was early in the evening when the rain clouds came along. It was early in the evening when the rain clouds came along. He was praying for the chance to get away. Where the thunder and the lightning made the horses lose their mind. Thunder and the lightning made the horses lose their mind. Thunder and the lightning made the horses lose their mind. Bucked the wagon, dumped the sheriff to the side. He went riding down to Yuma on a prison-bound train. Riding down to Yuma on a prison-bound train. Riding down to Yuma on a prison-bound train. Lord, it won't ease my trouble mind. There were howling as he rode into the night. There were cows there howling as he rode into the night. There were cows there howling as he rode into the night. The night that old man Rassus got away. While riding down to Yuma on that prison-bound train. Riding down to Yuma on a prison-bound train. Riding down to Yuma on a prison-bound train. Lord, it won't ease my trouble mind. Lord, it won't ease my trouble mind. Thank you.
We have left regular radio behind. This is so much fun. The Howlin' Brothers here live at EXT. You guys are have been here before, but we want to make sure everybody remembers how you guys got together. So how did you get to, how did you become the Howlin' Brothers? Because you're not actually brothers. I just learned this today, though. But
oh, really?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
No, we met in Ithaca, New York about 11 or 12 years ago. We all ended up going to the same college, went to Ithaca College, and had a similar love for acoustic music, whether it was folk or blues and old time. And didn't really get into it till the very last year in school. But we ended up playing some shows around town and playing at the college. And one day our guitar teacher, who's from Argentina, he heard us playing and singing. We had some songs with some high harmony. And he said after that concert we did, he said, "I hear you play this music, this bluegrass." And I say, "Who are these guys? The Howlin' Brothers?" And that's how we got the name, the Howlin' Brothers. But we finished school, and the fall of 2005, moved to Nashville. At least two-thirds of us did. And Ben moved down to Nashville not too long after. But yeah, we kept the name, the Howlin' Brothers. We went from Ithaca, New York. Now we're based out of Tennessee.
Because the name just stuck, right?
Yeah, we love the name.
And you even named that album Howl. I love it.
Yeah, that seemed fitting.
You guys are going over to Europe. You're going to be recording some shows. Are you going to approach those shows that you're recording differently than you would your regular shows?
Not really. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to add some new material. But no, I think we're just going to take each show as it is and have the most fun that we can.
Cool. Now, Jared, you just did some fine dancing over here on this wood board. Tell me about how that comes into the playing of the Howlin' Brothers.
I was inspired to dance probably down in Tennessee at the old-time jams. I would watch people flat-foot dance, and that looked like fun. And then I saw videos of John Hartford doing it and the sound he would get from it. And I kind of learned how to do the shuffle step, enough to fake it at least. Yeah, now it's just it's partly for the sound, but it's also for the entertainment factor.
That's awesome.
It inspires other people, I think, to get up and dance with me.
That's awesome. Folks didn't see this, but beforehand, you actually were pouring some dirt on that.
Yeah, I put a little bit of dirt. You know, sometimes I'll find sand or a pepper shaker.
Is that for the sound, or
yeah,
is that to make it feel more authentic?
Grit. Almost like you got sandpaper on the bottom of your boot.
We're live at EXT with the Howlin' Brothers. You guys got a couple more songs for us?
We'd love to, yeah. We'll try it. This is one we might try and record over there. There's a few friends of ours up in Chicago named the Sanctified Grumblers, and they're an awesome band if you guys haven't checked them out.
Cool.
They're worth Googling. We're going to sing you one here. Me and Ben love these guys. We're going to try this one called The Bottle Blues. Thank you.
morning, all my friends were here. When I lost my money, my friends all disappeared. And you got me high, baby, 10 feet off the ground. Well, the higher I get, the harder I fall down.
Favorite old fiddle tunes we like to play called the Cherokee Shuffle for you. Thank you guys all for coming down, spending your mid-afternoon with us, Chris and everybody. Thank you for listening out there. We'll see you soon. The Howlin' Brothers, here's a little Cherokee Shuffle. Thank you.
All right, live at EXT, it's the Howlin' Brothers. Ian, Ben, Jared, thank you guys so much for playing for us today. All right, thanks so much. We're live at EXT. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.